Les légendes du rap. Redécouvrez la carrière des plus grands noms du hip-hop. Les légendes du rap. Les légendes du rap. Votre nouveau podcast signé Wanted Radio. Présenté par Yannick.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue dans ce nouvel épisode du podcast Les Légendes du Rap. Vous le savez maintenant, puisque c'est déjà le cinquième épisode, on se retrouve un mercredi sur deux, c'est en direct, en inédit, sur wantedradio.fr, mais on est aussi en replay 24h sur 24 et 7 jours sur 7 en podcast, tout simplement, c'est Les Légendes du Rap. Alors, je vous rappelle que dans ce programme, on traite d'un album classique du hip-hop, que ce soit rap US ou rap français, autour de sa date anniversaire. On essaye de faire de l'à peu près, en tout cas c'est le mois de sa date anniversaire. Et pour ce cinquième épisode, eh bien on va se consacrer à une des plus grandes légendes du rap US, du rap West Coast californien, et l'un des meilleurs producteurs hip-hop au monde. J'ai nommé Monsieur Dr. Dre, vous vous en doutiez déjà, avec le petit son qui tourne derrière moi. Alors vous le savez aussi, hein, ça vous en avez aussi l'habitude, le programme est scindé en deux. On va passer à peu près une demi-heure, peut-être un petit peu moins, où on va retracer ensemble tout ce qui tourne autour de ce grand classique du hip-hop, construction de l'album, des anecdotes. Je vous parlerai aussi des lyrics et de la production, et puis après, on aura environ une demi-heure de mix. Je prendrai les platines pour qu'on profite des titres légendaires de cet album dont nous aurons parlé sur la première partie du podcast. Alors vous connaissez, Wanted Radio n'est rien sans vous. On a relancé cette année les programmes et les émissions. On fête nos 10 ans aussi. Donc s'il vous plaît, likez, commentez, partagez. Il n'y a que comme ça qu'on pourra continuer à vivre et à se faire connaître. Allez, il est grand temps de démarrer cet épisode qui sera consacré à un album incontournable pour tout fan de hip-hop. On va écouter quelques-uns des morceaux originaux samplés pour façonner les tubes de l'album classique de Dr. Dre. On va en écouter plusieurs extraits dans quelques instants et il y aura aussi le mix. Cet album, vous vous en doutez, c'est 2001. On y va pour les morceaux originaux samplés par Dr. Dre.
Parce que tu crois que tu es ma faiblesse, tu me blesses, me meurtris, et te joues de moi comme de toutes choses, et dispose de ma vie.
Alors parmi les samples écoutés dans ce premier extrait, on a eu David McCallum avec le titre The Edge, Charles Aznavour avec le morceau Parce que tu crois, et enfin à l'instant Mac Brown and the Brothers, le titre c'était Bumpy's Lament. Vous allez les reconnaître dans les morceaux dont on va parler dans quelques instants.
Les légendes du rap, un podcast Wanted Radio présenté par Yannick.
Hold me up as I come back. Et on y va, on va parler de cet album 2001 de Dr. Dre, grand classique du rap californien qui est sorti aux États-Unis le 16 novembre 1999 sur les labels Aftermath Entertainment et Interscope Records. Il s'agit là du second album du rappeur producteur sorti 7 ans après son premier The Chronic qui datait de 1992. Ce deuxième opus de Dr. Dre aurait déjà dû sortir plus tôt en 1995. Il était originellement intitulé The Chronic 2 A New World Order, mais cette version de l'album fut abandonnée après le départ de Dre de Death Row Records. Après la création d'Aftermath Entertainment, l'album devait s'intituler Chronic 2000 jusqu'à ce que Priority Records, devenu le nouveau distributeur de Death Row, décide en collaboration avec Suge Knight, fondateur et PDG de Death Row, d'appeler leur nouvelle compilation Chronic 2000, le même titre que Dr. Dre. Donc, alors après cet épisode, il a été annoncé que le nouvel album de Dr. Dre s'appellerait désormais Chronic 2001 No Seeds, grâce à des affiches teaser affichant une date de sortie à l'été 1999. Mais après une petite guerre juridique avec le distributeur de Death Row, qui menaçait notamment d'amener le rappeur en justice s'il continuait à utiliser la marque The Chronic, l'album allait finalement s'intituler 2001 et il allait sortir au mois de novembre 1999, comme je vous l'ai dit. Environ un mois avant sa sortie, d'ailleurs, Dr. Dre dévoilait son premier single, aujourd'hui mondialement connu, tout comme son histoire que je vais vous raconter dans un instant, c'est Still Dre, un gros gros featuring avec Snoop Dogg. Yeah, nigga, I'm still fucking with you. Still waters run deep. Still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dough. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air.
Les légendes du rap, un podcast Wanted Radio présenté par Yannick.
Il est bon ce son, on va se l'écouter en entier dans le mix, vous inquiétez pas. Si tous les titres de l'album 2001 ont été produits par Dr. Dre et son acolyte Melman, d'autres producteurs sont venus y apporter leurs petites pattes. C'est le cas notamment de Scott Storch qui a ainsi contribué à construire ce hit Still Dre, notamment en composant le riff de piano mythique de l'instrumental. Pour l'écriture, Dr. Dre a aussi fait appel à quelqu'un pour lui venir en aide. On parle là du rappeur new-yorkais Jay-Z qui a agi en qualité de ce qu'on appelle un ghostwriter, ce qui n'a pas été révélé à la sortie de l'album, mais qui s'est su au fil du temps. Ainsi, Jay-Z a écrit les paroles et les couplets de ce premier single en quelques minutes seulement, proposant à Dre et Snoop des paroles qui leur convenaient parfaitement. Les paroles annoncent le retour triomphant de Dre sur le devant de la scène hip-hop, et comme attendu, ce single a cartonné, lançant sur de bons rails l'album 2001 pour sa sortie. Et tant qu'on évoque les singles, il faut savoir que plusieurs titres ne sont pas sortis officiellement en single, mais ont bénéficié d'une diffusion radio relativement large, ce qui a contribué à les faire connaître et à les faire grimper dans les charts. Parmi ces titres, on retrouve notamment Fuck You, Let's Get High, What's the Difference ou encore Explosive. Quelques mois après la sortie de l'album, à la fin du mois de janvier de l'année 2000, un deuxième single est dévoilé, c'est le titre Forgot About Dre. Il s'agit d'une collaboration avec Eminem, repéré quelques mois plus tôt par Dr. Dre, qui a produit son second album The Slim Shady LP et son célèbre single My Name Is, sorti au début de l'année 99. Et en ce qui concerne le single Forgot About Dre, Eminem a eu un rôle prépondérant dans la conception de ce titre, mais avant d'en parler, petit extrait. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles.
clothes and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Ho, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to ODs? Easy E's, Ice Cubes and DOCs, the Snoop D-O double G's, and a group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things in the blood of your way? Yep. Just study your tape of NWA.
Les légendes du rap, un podcast Wanted Radio présenté par Yannick.
Et première info concernant cette chanson, le texte a été complètement écrit par Eminem et personnellement, je trouve qu'on y reconnaît son franc-parler. Le titre Forgot About Dre est ainsi considéré comme une réponse au morceau 10 des artistes de Death Row sur Such Night Represent Chronic 2000. La compilation publiée par Such Night est citée auparavant. Le texte souligne notamment l'importance de Dr. Dre dans le monde du rap, thème principal de la chanson. Le rappeur de LA évoque également son orientation vers la pop et les critiques que le supergroupe de Nas, The Firm, a reçues à propos de The Album, un album produit par Dre lui-même. Par ailleurs, le couplet d'Eminem présente la violence et l'agressivité étrangement typique de son alter ego Slim Shady. Alors pour la petite histoire, Eminem ne devait pas apparaître sur cette chanson. À la base, c'était Snoop Dogg qui devait apparaître en featuring. Seulement, après avoir écrit le deuxième couplet, le rappeur de Detroit a posé sa voix comme référence pour aider Snoop à s'enregistrer. Mais la version performée par Eminem a tout de suite plu à Dr. Dre, qui a décidé de la garder. Pour les critiques, Forgot About Dre est un des meilleurs morceaux de l'ensemble de la carrière d'Eminem. Et enfin, notez le troisième single officiel de l'album, qui est un autre titre que vous connaissez forcément par cœur, le morceau The Next Episode. Ce morceau est sorti en juillet 2000, soit plus de 6 mois après la sortie de l'album, lui redonnant ainsi un second souffle de popularité. Produit par Dr. Dre et Melman, on y entend notamment la voix du regretté Nate Dogg, dont on va reparler après en avoir écouté un petit extrait.
Smoke weed every day.
It's the motherfucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Motherfucker, motherfucker.
So raise the weed up then. Raise that shit up, nigga. Yeah, stop Snoop.
Da 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 da.
It's the motherfucking D-R-E.
Dr.
Dre, motherfucker.
Da 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 da.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet.
Whoop,
the feel.
Hey, for my niggas who be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, for my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Your hands, everybody!
Woo! Y'all gon' make me lose my mind!
Les légendes du rap. Un podcast Wanted Radio présenté par Yannick.
Up on the big up as I come back!
Et le titre The Next Episode a une histoire particulière que peu de gens connaissent. Notez tout d'abord, comme je l'ai dit tout à l'heure, qu'il a été produit par Dr. Dre et Melman, comme la majorité des titres de l'album 2001. Le sample principal que l'on entend, on l'a écouté au tout début de l'émission, c'est celui du morceau The Edge de David McCallum, sorti en 1967. Alors l'identité de cet homme que je viens de vous citer est peut-être connue par les fans de la série américaine NCIS Enquête Spéciale. En effet, fait après avoir embrassé une carrière de musicien. Cet Écossais basé aux États-Unis a aussi été un acteur notamment connu pour son rôle du Dr Mallard alias Ducky dans la série portée par les acteurs Mark Harmon et Michael Weatherly. Il est d'ailleurs décédé il n'y a pas si longtemps que ça et on le regrette, en tout cas pour les fans de la série. Par ailleurs, on retrouve sur ce single les rappeurs Snoop Dogg et Corrupt ainsi que le chanteur Nate Dogg, lui aussi disparu aujourd'hui parce que décédé en 2011 d'une insuffisance cardiaque, mais notez que seul Snoop est crédité sur ce titre. Il s'agit en réalité de la suite du célèbre single Nothing But a G-Thang de Dr. Dre, extrait de son premier album The Chronic. Ce single a notamment atteint la 23e place du Billboard Hot 100 aux États-Unis. Et comme je l'ai déjà évoqué plus tôt, d'autres titres ont été des singles non officiels car ils ont beaucoup tourné en radio et auprès des fans. Alors parmi ces titres, on retrouve Fuck You, un morceau écrit par Hitman, Devin the Dude, Snoop Dogg et Dr. Dre lui-même. Il comprend des apparitions vocales de Devin the Dude et Snoop Dogg, ainsi que des contributions de Camara Cambon et Scott Storch au clavier, Sean Cruz à la guitare, Mike Elizondo à la basse et Taku Hirano aux percussions. On peut également citer la chanson Explosive, où on retrouve Corrupt, Nate Dogg et 6-2 au couplet, ainsi que Hitman au refrain. Notez que l'instrumental de ce titre avait été initialement composé pour le rappeur King T, afin de l'utiliser sur son premier album sur Aftermath, dont la sortie a été retardée de plusieurs années jusqu'au départ de King T du label. Le titre a également été proposé à LL Cool J, qui a enregistré ses voix pour le morceau, mais l'a finalement refusé, car selon lui, je cite, ça ne fonctionnait pas vraiment. Enfin, un dernier morceau fait partie de ces singles non officiels. Vous le retrouverez à la fin de l'extrait qui arrive après les extraits des titres Fuck You et Explosive.
I just wanna fuck bad bitches. All them nights I never had bitches. Now I'm all up in that ass bitches. Mad at your boyfriend, ain't you? You's a bad girl, gotta spank you. And gotta thank you for that head clinic. Explicit, hella photogenic. And tell your friends where the dick's at, where they can get hit and won't get back to they soulmate. Before you kiss them, use Colgate. She swallowed it, yeah, the bitch took the whole eight and ran with it, then let mailman hit it and hitman hit it. Damn bitches.
Explosive West Coast shit, my nigga rich. Ways of track, girls that used to turn they back, causing me to yank they arm and pose like I would do them all. Now I'm saying thank you cause they tell me my shit's the bomb. Explosive for my niggas drinking cognac, smoking weed, all this pack, more than one firearm, chrome rims riding on, chronic in your system, let me know my shit's the bomb. Explosive.
What's the difference between me and you? What's the difference between me and you?
Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals. Got the pens and pencils, got down to business. But sometimes the business end of this shit can turn your friends against you. But you was a real nigga, I could sense it in you. I still remember the window of the car that you went through. That's fucked up, but I'll never forget the shit we've been through. And I'ma do whatever it takes to convince you, cause you my nigga, Doc, and easy, I'm still with you. Fuck the beef, nigga, I miss you, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Snoop is, and who I'm still cool with, cool with.
Les légendes du rap, un podcast Wanted Radio, présenté par Yannick.
Et dans l'extrait que nous venons d'entendre, le dernier morceau est le titre What the Difference, connu pour différentes raisons. Tout d'abord, la production de Dr. Dre et Melman, comme toujours ou presque, utilise un sample exceptionnel d'une chanson française trop peu connue du grand public. En effet, le rappeur californien est allé chercher un morceau de Charles Aznavour intitulé Parce que tu crois et sorti en 1966, soit en même temps que le tube La Bohème qui jouit d'une plus grande reconnaissance. Quelques notes du début de ce morceau, quelque peu accélérées, ont suffi à produire un des plus grands tubes du deuxième opus de Dr. Dre. Par ailleurs, deux MCs haut en couleur apparaissent en featuring sur le titre What's the Difference, Eminem et Exhibit, deux des poulains de l'époque de Dr. Dre. En ce qui concerne les lyrics, les trois rappeurs évoquent leurs différences avec d'autres MCs. Par exemple, Dr. Dre parle de trois de ses amis dans son couplet, Ice Cube, The D aussi et Eazy-E. Paris. Dans le sien, Eminem envisage l'hypothèse du meurtre de sa petite amie Kim, rappant qu'il mettrait des lunettes de soleil sur son cadavre et se baladerait avec elle sur le siège avant. Il défend également l'héritage de Dr. Dre, menaçant ceux qui doutent de lui. Notez qu'une fois de plus, le couplet d'Eminem se fait remarquer et est encensé par la critique. Comme on vient de le voir, le succès de 2001 s'est construit grâce à des singles forts et à des featuring qui fonctionnent à merveille. Cependant, les paroles de l'album ont été critiquées et ont suscité une certaine controverse. Elles abordent de nombreux thèmes, associés au gangster rap, violence, promiscuité, les gangs de rue, les fusillades au volant, la criminalité et la consommation de drogue. Certains médias ont reproché aux paroles d'être trop explicites et de tourner toujours autour des mêmes thèmes liés à la violence. Un morceau se démarque pourtant dans ce marasme, le dernier titre de l'album, intitulé The Message. Dr. Dre a dédié cette chanson à son frère décédé quelques temps plus tôt. Pour certains critiques, voilà ce qu'aurait pu être l'album du rappeur sans les paroles excessivement explicites extraits.
Shouldn't connect those made to be taken away from each other. Now what I'm supposed to do? I'm only half the man that I was. I'll never last, cause my better half is up there with you. You knew what you was doing when you made us. So with all due respect, you could've forgave him. You didn't have to take him. He can take the game with him, cause he defines the word. The one who puts the G in it. Who you think put me in it? I'm feeling like my whole world is blinded. Wondering why, crying, pouring out my heart, pouring out liquor behind it. We fought like brothers, something we never should do. We could've used time spent arguing, telling the truth. He had talent too, I had plans of watching him blow. Don't know what hurts more, seeing him leave or watching him go.
Listen,
notez que l'on entend sur ce titre la voix de la chanteuse Mary J. Blige sur le refrain.
Les légendes du rap.
Et en ce qui concerne les ventes, l'album 2001 a démarré à la deuxième place des charts lors de sa sortie avec 516 000 exemplaires vendus lors de la première semaine. Mais notez que le succès de cet opus ne s'est pas arrêté aux États-Unis puisqu'il a connu un réel succès mondial. Même en France, il est rapidement apparu dans le top 15 des ventes. À la fin de l'année 2000, l'album était numéro 5 sur le Billboard Top Album et numéro 1 sur le Billboard Top R&B Hip Hop Album. Chart. L'album a été certifié 6 fois disque de platine, devenant l'album le plus vendu de Dr. Dre. Il faut dire que son premier album avait seulement, entre guillemets, été certifié 3 fois platine. On termine en évoquant les autres ghostwriters de l'album qui ont aidé Dr. Dre dans l'écriture des paroles, à part Jay-Z et Eminem déjà cités précédemment. Le rappeur Ross Da 5'9 a également participé à l'écriture de certains morceaux qui malheureusement pour lui n'ont pas été retenus dans le tracklisting final. Il s'agit de titres qui ont ensuite fuité sur le net comme The Throne Is Mine ou encore Stay In Your Place. Cependant, même s'il n'est pas crédité sous son nom de rappeur ni son nom civil, il a contribué à écrire le texte du titre The Message. Enfin, un dernier ghostwriter est le rappeur Hitman qui apparaît notamment sur le titre Bang Bang, aux côtés aussi de Nocturnal.
Same thing, LA ain't changed. Niggas still player hating, but Dre ain't changed. I'm just a lot smarter now, cause these niggas is banging 10 times harder now. Niggas bringing they ass up in the wrong part of town. Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Times is changing, young niggas is aging, becoming OGs in the game and changing to make way for these new names and faces. But the strangest things can happen from rapping when niggas get wrapped up in image and acting. Niggas get capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens, that's it. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed it and watched them blow. Watched them all blossom and watched them grow. Watched the lawsuits when they lost their dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited niggas in the hospital.
It's all the same shit all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show.
Watch. Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as before. Watch. People I used to know, just don't know me no more. Watch. But everywhere that I go, I got people I know. Watch. You got people they know, so I suggest you lay low.
Les légendes du rap. Un podcast Wanted Radio présenté par Yannick.
Et on termine en évoquant le titre dont on vient d'entendre un petit extrait, The Watcher, qui ouvre l'album après l'intro. On y retrouve les voix des rappeurs Eminem et Nocturnal, et ce qui nous importe ici, c'est que ce titre a inspiré Jay-Z, qui a samplé le morceau de Dr. Dre pour en sortir sa propre version. Pour le titre, le rappeur new-yorkais n'a pas fait preuve d'une grande originalité, puisqu'il l'a intitulé The Watcher 2. Ce morceau est sorti en 2002 sur son album The Blueprint 2 The Gift and the Curse. On y retrouve bien entendu Dr. Dre, mais aussi Rakim et Truth Hurts. Tout ça pour vous dire que Dr. Dre, grâce à cet album, a laissé son empreinte et un véritable héritage dans le milieu du rap américain. Et rien que pour ça, on se doit de lui remercier et de lui rendre hommage, ce qu'on fait dans cet épisode du podcast Les Légendes du Rap. Et voilà, on vient de faire un tour complet de tout ce qu'on pouvait dire sur l'album 2001 de Dr. Dre, que tout bon fan de rap US devrait connaître de long en large, ne serait-ce que pour sa culture personnelle. On arrive quasiment à une demi-heure d'émission, on est à 25 minutes. Je pense vous avoir donné assez d'informations sur l'écriture des textes de cet opus, la composition des instrus, ainsi que les critiques reçues lors de sa sortie. Et comme d'habitude, hein, vous le savez maintenant, cet hommage à la G-Funk ne serait pas complet sans écouter plus longuement les classiques qui ont façonné le deuxième album de Dr. Dre. Je vais donc reprendre ma casquette de DJ, vous le savez, c'est la deuxième partie de l'émission, je vais aller me mettre derrière les platines et je vais vous offrir un mix qui durera un petit peu plus d'une demi-heure. On va se réécouter et se refaire plaisir avec les titres de cet album intemporel. Je vous le rappelle, likez, commentez, partagez. Il n'y a que comme ça que nos émissions peuvent être diffusées au plus grand monde. Je vous remercie une fois de plus d'être à l'écoute du podcast Les Légendes du Rap, de soutenir et supporter Wanted Radio. Je vous encourage encore une fois à parler de nous, à parler des légendes du rap autour de vous. Et je vous donne rendez-vous dans 2 semaines pour un nouvel épisode qui sera consacré cette fois-ci à un artiste français, un grand, grand rappeur. Je ne vous en dis pas plus. Il y aura en tout cas une nouvelle histoire autour d'un grand classique du hip-hop. Je vous dis à bientôt, c'était Yannick alias DJ Masta qui va reprendre les platines. Allez, place au mix. Ciao, ciao.
Les légendes du rap. Redécouvrez la carrière des plus grands noms du hip-hop. Les légendes du rap. Les légendes du rap. Votre nouveau podcast, signé Wanted Radio. Présenté par Yannick. DJ Masta. DJ Masta.
Same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks, to add to the wall full of plaques, hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Ho, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you the ODs? Eazy-E's, Ice Cubes and D.O.C's, the Snoop D.O.G's, and a group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things in the blood of your way?
Yep.
Just study your tape of NWA. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy giving an awkward eye.
You look at
strangled him off in the parking lot with his cork and eye. I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge, but I'm drunk as fuck right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs trying to walk it off. Fuck you too, bitch, call the cops. I'ma kill you and them loud-ass motherfucking barking dogs. And when the cops came through, me and Dre stood next to a burnt-down house with a can full of gas and a handful of matches.
DJ Master.
Talking that, walking that, spitting it, hoes. Smoking this, drinking that, getting it, hoes. Fuck this, I'm hitting that, I'm hitting them both. Have one riding dick, one licking my toes. When I'm loving these hoes, there ain't no love involved. No hugs, no kisses, bare rugs, bare britches, rare bitches. Like them hoes in them black tail bitches. Bitch jumped off my dick.
Is that Dre over there?
Yeah, I just took some ecstasy. Ain't no telling what the side effects could be. All these fine bitches equal sex to me. Plus I got this bad bitch laying next to me. No doubt, sat back on the couch, pants down, rubber on, set to turn that ass out. Laid the bitch out, then I put it in her mouth. Pulled out, nutted on a towel and passed out.
Come on, let's get high. Let's get high. Come on, let's get high. Let's get high. All my ladies, let's get high.
Thank you, same, same.
The strangest things can happen from rapping when niggas get wrapped up in image and acting. Niggas get capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens, that's it. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed it and watched them blow. Watched them all blossom and watched them grow. Watched the lawsuits when they lost the dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited niggas in the hospital. It's all the same shit all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show.
Cause everywhere that I go ain't the same as before. People I used to know just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go, I got people I know. You got people they know. So I suggest you lay low.
DJ Master.
I'm out of the hood for good, you blame me. Niggas ain't mainly at niggas they can't be. But niggas can't hit, niggas they can't see. I'm out of sight, now I'm out of their dang reach. How would you feel if niggas wanted you killed? You probably move to a new house on a new hill. And choose a new spot if niggas wanted you shot. I ain't a thug, how much Tupac can you got? I ain't no bitch neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. This nigga, we can go round for round, clip for clip, shit, whole pound for pound. Nigga, if you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you fucking with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same, the same.
Da 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 da, it's the motherfucking Deco Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
DJ Master.
DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jack. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
Masta.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the
DJ Masta.
Fucking streets of CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. The veal rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Praying Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping the strap, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Locust on for the 2-triple-O. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Digits and be fuck out, you know what I'm saying? Let me break it down for y'all. It was just one of those days when I wanted to catch sun rays. Fun to get blunted on a Sunday afternoon. Nigga, babe got groomed. Grab the gap for misbehaviors and the chocolate favorite boom. Lost in hip hop tones. Zoom, zoom like the Commodores. Wonder where we have drama or end up clowning whores. Around the four good to go girls. Like the Barbie Coast girls. Ride shotgun, baby. I be posting all the world in the ride. Sipping 151 that gave me too much pride to back down. Soon as we get to the beach, I'ma put my fucking Mac down. I'm playing lead, not the background. It's time to put Bronson on the map now. Walk with my hand on my Johnson crack and smile. Cuties peep my style. If I don't get some act right, I'ma have to act wild.
Blunt in my left hand, drink in my right. Strapped by my waistline, cause niggas don't fight. Sucker free for life, so you better think twice.
Alright, and give a nigga some act right.
I'm the type of nigga player haters don't like. Snatching up your honey for some night night night. The sloppy ass bitches get slapped out of spite.
Alright, give a nigga some act right.
Shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. Back.
Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Back.
Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Back.
Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
AK, nigga, though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was the Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. If you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease.
Sure.
Still got love. love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still, the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends.
Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem.
Heat, triple platinum, doing 50 a week.
To the heat, and even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew, I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I get still to the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Find an end, a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you found, you a hoe that you lie. But you can't make a hoe a housewife, why?
I mostly sold dick while I packed a gold clip. Work my money maker, she got paper, she bout to
shred. What the fuck is my money?
How can I be guilty? You pimpin' strong, but coming home, the sheets that be filthy. She on the dealsy, I take advantage. All up in them panties, I got this bitch speaking Spanish. I manage, get your nails out my back. Slut, I'm about to nut and get up, go scrub your cat.
Fuck,
learn the player rules, this is how a player do. Might not be a freak, but she got on her shoes and shoes. Dollar signs are folded, I can't control it, trying to leave her. Beeper just exploded, she sweat me, don't let me broad turn fraud. Now she on the stick, huh? Gotta turn and trick, huh? Man, it's a trip, but don't trip, I'm in your Lexus flexing. I left her up in Dallas, Texas, ass
naked. Now this is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. I mean, he found him a hoe that he lied. But you can't make a hoe a housewife. And when it all boiled down, you gon' find in the end. A bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you found, you hoe that you lied. But you can't make a hoe a housewife.
Nah, why? I always show up for honey.
What's the difference between me and you?
Master.
What's the difference between me and you?
Back you was rolling with Lorenzo and a Benzo. I was banging with a gang of instrumentals. Got the pins and pencils, got down to business. But sometimes the business end of this shit can turn your friends against you. But you was a real nigga, I could sense it in you. I still remember the window of the car that you went through. That's fucked up, but I'll never forget the shit we've been through. And I'ma do whatever it takes to convince you. Cause you my nigga, Doc, and easy, I'm still with you. Fuck the beef, nigga, I miss you, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Snoop is, and who I'm still cool with. Then I got these fake ass niggas I first flew with, claiming they non-violent, talking like this. Spit venom in interviews, speaking on reunions. Move units, then talk shit, and we can do this. Until then, I ain't even speaking your name. Just keep my name out of your mouth, and we can keep it the same, nigga. It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the rumors, it's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style, straight coast. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style, straight coast.
Yo, I stay with it, while you try to perpetrate, play with it. Never knew about the
the next level until Dre did it. I stay committed while you motherfuckers babysit it. I smash the critics like an overhand right from Riddick. Come and get it, shitted on villains by the millions. I be catching bitches while bitches be catching feelings. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I pop bottles and hot hollow points at each and all of you.
Come on.
A heartless bastard, high and plastered. My style is like the reaction from too much acid. Never come down, patch it around. You can't handle it, hang Hollywood niggas by they soul train laminates. What's the difference between me and you?
What?
About 5 bank accounts, 3 ounces and 2 vehicles. Until my death, I'm Bangladesh. I suggest you hold your breath till ain't none left. Yo, that's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good word, but you don't know what you're supposed to do.
I don't know what I'm saying.
What's the difference between me and you? But you don't know what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel when I'm dead with emotions. I'm used to living big little stacks.
Hold on, hold on. Stop the beat. Wait a minute. I got something to say. Dre, I want to tell you this shit right now. What the fucking weed is in me? I don't know if I ever told you this, but I love you, dog. I got your motherfucking back.
Right.
Just know this shit.
Slim, I don't know if you noticed it, but I've had your back from day one. Nigga, let's blow this bitch.
I mean it, dog. You ever need somebody off? Whose throat is it?
Well, if you ever kill that Kim, bitch, I'll show you where the ocean is.
Well, that's cool, and I appreciate the offer. But if I do decide to really murder my daughter's mama, I'ma sit her up in the front seat and put sunglasses on her. And cruise around with her for 7 hours to California and have her waving at people.
Hey.
Then drive her off on the corner at the police station and drive off honking a horn for her. Run, dog, get your arm gnawed off. Drop the sword off and beat you with the piece of a sword off.
I feel you in my heart.
DJ Master.
I just wanna fuck bad bitches. All them nights I never had bitches. Now I'm all up in that ass, bitches. Mad at your boyfriend, ain't you? You's a bad girl, gotta spank you. And gotta thank you for that head clinic. Explicit, hella photogenic. And tell your friends where the dick's at, where they can get hit and won't get back to they soulmate. Before you kiss them, use Colgate. She swallowed it. Yeah, the bitch took the whole eight and ran with it. Then let mailman hit it and hitman hit it. Damn, bitches. Man, this is what I'm talking about. Chicken head, chicken fed with a dick in your mouth. Out and about with your nigga like it never took place.
Hey, touch
next time you need a taste.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't need you all in mine. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you. You need to give him your quality time.
Yeah, LA niggas. LA niggas rule the world, nigga. Y'all niggas gotta recognize. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't wanna pee.
DJ Master.
My nigga Dre dropping heat rocks on y'all bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? You gotta recognize. LA niggas connected all over the motherfucking world, nigga. Recognize this. Keep that.
Now in my younger days, I used to sport a rag. Backpack full of cans plus a 4-4 mag. G'd up from the feet up. Blued up from the sewer. Pod grew up. Loking, smoking and drinking till we threw up. At Leimert Park, tagging, hitting fools up. Ditching my class just to fuck your school up. You don't want to blast, nigga, tuck your tool up. But don't sleep, young niggas quick to shoot you. Now there's another motherfucker with no future. But time by much smoother when I maneuver. Dope like Cuba, got him jumping disciples to the
I'm coming Hoover. Straight out of Compton with a loose cannon. Smoke big green, call it Bruce Banner. Watch your manners at last, another blast from the top notch. From way back with the pop rocks, I pop lock with ya. Picture this, Dr. Dre twisting with the licks, and Hitman bought a fix. Don't trip, it's a time bomb in this bitch. Hear it tick, 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 tick. Wait a minute, it's on. I tell it true macadelic. Weed and cocaine so separate. Check it, from sundown to sun up. Clown and run up, the aftermath of beat two in your gut. Nigga, what?
We roll deep, smoke on weed, drank and pack heat. Requirements for survival each day.
It's the way.
It don't stop, we still mashing hot pursuit from the cops. Analyze why we act this way.
Give me that mic, fool. It's a West Coast Jack move. They call me Hit. Cause I spit like Gats do. Cock me back. Bust caps for my Max crew. At Fairfax.
DJ Master.
I got more class than most of them. Ran with the best of them. Forgave the less of them and blazed at the rest of them. What can I say? California, I ain't. When niggas die every day over some shit they say. Disconnected from the streets forever. As long as I got a Beretta, nigga, I'm down for whatever. I roll with my shit off safety. For niggas that been hating me lately and the bitches that wanna break me. If Cali blew up, I'd be in the aftermath. Bumping gangsta rap shit down the blast for cash. Cause from Eazy-E to DOC to DPG. Started from that SOB, DRE. Like Dub C, I'm rich rolling. Pistol holding. Pocket swole, nigga, that's how I'm rolling. Put the flame to the killer, nigga. Worldwide homicide mob figure in the building. For real, I'm hitting switches. Making bitches eat bitches. See me grab my dick every time I pose for pictures. I own acres, floor seats watching the Lakers. I'm cool with SAs who got AKs and cases.
Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters hate this, we sip the mo and yank the hezo. Niggas play this and they roses, jeeps and regals. Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters hate this, we sip the mo and yank the hezos. Bitches play this and they bend his jeeps and geos.
I bust with Mr. Tuffy, slash a smoothie doofy. Crash and flex on Tuesdays, harassing hoes in movies. Passing by with Uzis, and who you aiming at? That shady bitch and that bitch nigga that was claiming that rat-a-tat-a-tat. I don't sympathize for whack hoes and wimpy guys. You got to recognize that man is an enterprise. Cali Pride, Bronze Ride, it's all decentralized. The Henny got me energized. Smoke the guys trying to focus on mines. Poke their eyes out, I'm LA's locust. Hope they don't have to find out the hard way. Like snitch niggas in the pen to get hit when the guards look the other way. Hitting hard, hit man to Drake. You playing games, I suggest you know the rules. We putting guns in fools, make you run your jewels. Take your hunt, take your hunt.
I know your every movement. For 6 months I watch. Could've got you at your baby's mother's house.
Bitch, this is anybody.
Here it is.
long as I'm strong. Heart stay confident, the king of hoes. Don't Cali, classical. I'm a motherfucking my dog. Don't love hoes, phone fiascos. Assholes, fuck you up with my last video.
DJ Master.
Cash always in my grasp. Came up in the game wearing khakis, not Kangol. Strangling hoes. When asked about it in most interviews, I just laugh. Now I vacate with hoes with a gang of ass. One feed me mangoes, the other light my hash. Rap tabloids, right, Dre's lighting the ass. Came home uptight, ready to mash like a gas pedal. Get on that 64 Chevy level. AK-47 heavy metal. Who say Dre ain't ghetto? Just whistle like a tea kettle. I throw three at you, tell me if you see devils. Cause we rebels over here. I smell chronic in the air. That means we taking over this year. You hear?
Chronic 2001.
That means we taking over this year. You hear?
Light speed blazing chronic through the galaxy. Hydro, Doja, chocolate, Thai weed. Or we might be sipping on gin or Hennessy. Fuck that. Where the new shit? The chronic iced teas.
I hang among hustlers, I slang and who bang Bronson. When busters roll through, can't fuck with my bold crew. We will hold you captive and bust, cause gangbanging is the active activity where I be living be. There ain't no liberty statue, hope you got your gat. Don't let them catch you sleeping without yours. It's warfare outdoors, ambulance, violent uproars,
explosive. West Coast shit, my niggerish, plays a track. Girls that used to turn they back, causing me to yank they arm and pose like I would do them all. Now I'm saying thank you cause they tell me my shit's the bomb. Explosive. West Coast shit, my next explosive. West Coast shit, my next explosive. Explosive. Coast, nigger, plays it. Girls, they turn they cause it, yank they pose. I pose like do the now, thank you, tell my shit stomachs. For my niggas drinking cognac, smoking weed, always fat, more than one firearm, chrome rims, rhino, chronic in your system, let me know, my shit's the bomb, explosive.
West Coast shit, nigga, overdosage, imperial pistols, ferocious, fuck a bitch, don't tease, bitch, strip tease, bitch, eat a bowl of these, bitch, gobble a dick, host forgot to eat a dick and shut the fuck up, gargle and swallow a nut up, shut up and get my cash, backhanded, pimp slap backwards and left stranded, just pop your collar, pimp convention, hoes for a dollar, six deuce in a plush, six deuce in Impala, pimping hoes from Texas to Guatemala, bitch niggas pay for hoes, just to lay with hoes, relax one night and pay to stay with hoes. Captain save them all day, bitch. We'll say this dick, bitch nigga, you more of a bitch than a bitch. You ain't in the hitting pussy or hitting the switch. You in the hitting bitches off of the grip, you punk bitch, bitch.
All
bitch.
My real dogs still kicking with me. All my down hoes still tricking with me. All the true gangsters know they ain't never love no hoes. All the hood rats still shaking for me. All my true fans still checking for me. All the real smokers know they ain't passing nothing but dope and D. Real trees, chronic leaves, no seeds. When I met you last night, you ain't that fine. Don't wanna treat you wrong. Don't wanna lead you on. Here, baby, hit the bone while the West Coast rolls along. Still making gangsta hits. You'll be still jocking gangsta hits. Damn, girl, you think you're slick. Somebody better get this bitch.
I got these freaky hoes clapping, ain't clapping, ain't clapping, ain't
clapping. Bitch, nigga. Bitch niggas. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Bitch niggas. You too. Dog, I meet more bitch niggas than hoes. Look here, and I really don't know, but that's just how I go. Dog, so many niggas like to keep up shit. And just like a bitch, niggas be talking shit. Smiling in my face and then they blast me in the back. Niggas stay strapped from way back, cause payback make niggas wanna pop that shit. If you ain't ready for the game, niggas stop that shit. We rock that shit, my nigga Dre, drop that shit. No more talking, I'm walking and I'm popping the clip. Glock on the hip, set tripping, dipping and shit. If you act like a bitch,
nigga, you get smacked like a bitch. Bitch nigga,
bitch nigga. These niggas don't know what the fuck is going on. Yo, dog, check it, kick back. Let me holler at these niggas for a minute.
Straight off the streets of chaos and no pity. The aggravated, making these punk motherfuckers hate it. Compton is the city I'm from. Can't never leave the crib without a murder weapon. I can't live my life on broke no more. And most of these fools ain't shit but cutthroats. They smile in a nigga face. And for what? They got the game fucked up and want my thing fucked up. I done learned a lot, seen a whole lot. The top notch nigga, I'm fiending for that spot. Now peep game on what six dudes told me.
These niggas after your paper, Dr. D.R.E.
What?
And these punk ass hoes is looking for dough. You gotta watch your homeboys, cause a nigga never know. Oh, they'll be around, but when your paper get low, just like Master P said, there they go, bitch niggas.
Les légendes du rap, un podcast Wanted Radio présenté par Yannick.